MashaAllah, as he was in Makkah Mukarramah reciting the Labbaik, performing his Umrah, some young blooded Qurayshi members got very upset and they rushed towards and tried to assassinate him. But they were stopped and halted by their seniors and told, "Don't you know who this man is?" When he realized that they knew him and recognized him, because he was well known. He was the supplier of all the goods, or the main goods in Makkah Mukarramah. He now used, Allahu Akbar, the influence Allah gave him for Allah's sake. And this is what we implore you, respected entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, physicians. How can we, our functions, and we put clearly those items that are supporting genocide of our own people, our own ummah. How could we? Where's our shame? And we think we're honoring our guests. Don't we consider the people of Gaza? Don't we consider the women and the children of Gaza? How do we put those things down? What face we'll show on Judgment Day? Oh, respected entrepreneur, in our functions, respected Muslim, brother Muslim, mother Muslim, sister Muslim, let's have some consciousness of Allah. Let's have some shame. Let's have some skin on our face. How do we allow these things in our houses? And we claim we're honoring our guest by bringing that. And the irony of the whole thing is Allah has given us so many alternatives. Okay, you don't want to deprive yourself. There's so many other alternatives. Manufactured, produced by Muslims. Good quality. Better price. And the Muslim, alhamdulillah, inshallah, does it with love most of the time. The Muslim is paying zakat from that Muslim home. The child is going early in the morning to become hafiz of the Quran. Here, they openly saying that we support Israel. And they are purchasing weapons to assassinate our children and our mothers. Imagine it was your own child, actually your own child. Then what would we have done? We won't want to see that company or that item. But the problem here is we don't feel that they are ours. Ours is just lip service. Bhaiyo, ye sahaba ke bachcho hai. Sahaba's progeny are there, brothers. Sahaba's progeny. Sahaba, thousands and thousands of sahaba went to these regions. This was the land. Rasulullah, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak mother's mubarak stomach, where Allah's beloved was, in there for the period where he was in his mother's womb as he came into this world. His mother saw these lands brighten from her stomach. It was the nur that Allah gave through Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the lands that were seen. Hazrat Umar arrived at these lands, ya Allah. What akhlaq he showed when one elderly woman in her monastery sent some ikram for Hazrat Umar. He enjoyed the water. He wanted to go and appreciate her and thank her. But what was his appreciation? He gave her da'wat. He gave her da'wat. Those who are in business and they have to sell these items, try our best to give what Muslims, put what Muslims manufacture in front. Give that a better shelf positioning. Those who have restaurants, don't keep the other one. Man ate food, he's going to buy something to drink. Put the one manufactured by Muslims. People are going to buy. They're thirsty at the time. As her Thumama saw that they did recognize him. Brother, Allah has given you the position that you have. Use it for Allah. Use it for wisely. Otherwise, we are answerable on Judgment Day. Look at what Hazrat Thumama said. He says, "Yes, you recognize me. And you know, it's my goods that come here. And do you know that not a grain of goods will come to you from my lands? Nothing will come. Raisins, oils, skins, many commodities he exported to Makkah Mukarrama. And he put a halt to all of that for Allah's sake, for the sake of Allah's deen. And because they were harming our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, they're harming the lands of Baraka, the holy lands, Masjid Aqsa. When are we going to bring changes in our lives? The books of fiqh are clear. It is not permissible to sell ammunition to those who will harm Muslims and harm the innocent. Then we become an accomplice to such hideous crimes." SubhanAllah, and due to that, there was drought. in Makkah Mukarrama, and no goods were arriving from Yamama. And it was this embargo of Hazrat Thumama that had such an impact that it made them humbled. Like we find these same people, bloodshed of millions of our people, hundreds of thousands of our innocent, masoom women and children, brings no tears to their eyes, except isolated cases here and there where people start to realize the truth and are opening their eyes and minds. But these same people, what hurts their heart is money. Because the hadith state, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, what is the sign that iman enters the heart? Under the verse, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. As for the one who Allah opens his heart towards Islam, he has the nur of Allah. Sahaba asked the sign that iman and Islam is coming and permeating in the heart. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, التَّجَافِي عَنْ دَارِ الْغُرُورِ. One would be disinclined towards the home of deception, the abode of deception, which is this world. As we bring iman in our lives, and iman permeates the heart, this disinclination towards this world will increase in us. Wal inaba ila daril khulud, and the more one would turn and connect and prioritize the afterlife, the life of everlasting abode, and one prepares for death before its arrival. That is the sign of the increase of iman, the progress in one's iman. So definitely this is what would irritate them. And subhanallah, it'll bring the ummah together. It'll bring the love of deen in our homes. It'll bring the love of sahaba in our homes. It'll bring good health in our homes. This temperament, this discussion in the homes, after the halaqa, after halim, each one should discuss the greatness of Allah, the beautiful sunnah mubarakah of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also discuss how we can help the ummah of our beloved in the four corners of the world. And also discuss how many people don't know about Islam. How are we going to talk to them? And ask our children, who did you speak to today? Who did you inspire today? What sunnah did you teach somebody today? And alhamdulillah, through our progeny, our children will also be motivated to spread and uphold and disseminate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will be their salvation in the afterlife. And this will be your true investment, my brother, my mother, my sister, my father, where you're leaving a legacy in this world after we die, of those who will take the deen of Allah and establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the lives of others.